Hey everyone, and welcome back to Amber and Tyler's Dialogue. I'm Amber Ellsworth, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host Tyler Ashcroft. We're thrilled you're tuning in for another episode where we unpack India's most fascinating stories.
Thanks for being here. And if you're listening for the first time, welcome to the conversation. You'll find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Patreon, and more. All the links, they're right there in the description. Don't be shy, hit subscribe, or, you know, drop us a comment if you're loving what you hear.
So today we're diving into something that's literally changing the face of India, the country's mega connectivity makeover. I mean, if you've been following the news, you'll know that India's infrastructure is being transformed at a pace that's frankly hard to keep up with. New roads, airports, high-speed trains, and metro networks are popping up everywhere.
It's true, and honestly, the scale is mind-blowing. Just to give you an idea, India is building new highways at a rate that would cover the distance from New York to Los Angeles, and then some, every single year. That's not an exaggeration. It's backed by government data and global rankings.
So, let's get into it. How are these projects rewiring the nation? What does it mean for people, for business, for India's place in the world? Stick around because we're about to take you on a ride. Literally.
So Amber, before we get into the nuts and bolts of these huge projects, let's talk about why connectivity is such a big deal for India. I mean, it's not just about getting from point A to point B faster, right? There's a lot more at stake.
Absolutely, Tyler. India's geography is, well, vast and incredibly diverse. You've got everything from the towering Himalayas in the north to the tropical backwaters of Kerala in the south and the desert expanses of Rajasthan in the west to the tea gardens of Assam in the east. Connecting all these regions isn't just about convenience. It's about knitting together a nation.
That's a great point. And, you know, India's population is enormous, over 1.4 billion people. That's more than the entire population of North and South America combined. So when you think about moving goods, people, and ideas across such a massive country, the challenges are just mind-boggling.
Definitely. And historically, India's transport infrastructure hasn't always kept up with its growth. I mean, until recently, a lot of rural areas were pretty isolated. Roads were rough, train lines were congested, and air travel was out of reach for most people. But that's changing, fast.
Yeah, it really is. The government's been investing heavily in infrastructure. According to the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, India's national highway network has expanded by more than 60% in the last decade. That's not just a few extra roads, that's tens of thousands of kilometers.
And it's not just highways. India's railway network is the fourth largest in the world, but it's also one of the oldest. So modernizing it is a huge task. But honestly, the pace of change is impressive. New high-speed rail projects are underway, and metro networks are popping up in cities that never had them before.
Right, and let's talk about airports. India's gone from having just a handful of international airports to more than 150 operational airports today, with plans to double that number in the coming years. That's a game changer for both domestic and international travel.
It really is. And you know, this isn't just about travel. Better connectivity means more opportunities for business, education, and healthcare. It means farmers can get their produce to market faster, students can reach better schools, and families can access medical care that was out of reach before.
Exactly, and there's a social angle too. When regions are better connected, it helps bridge the gap between urban and rural India. It fosters a sense of unity and shared progress.
So, in a nutshell, India's connectivity push is about more than just concrete and steel. It's about building a more integrated, prosperous, and inclusive nation.
And next up, we're going to break down exactly how roads, airports, high-speed trains, and metros are making that happen.
All right, Tyler, let's get into the real heart of India's connectivity revolution. We're talking about four massive pillars here: roads, airports, high-speed trains, and metro networks. Each one is changing the way India moves, and each has its own remarkable story.
Absolutely, Amber. And honestly, the scale of what's happening is just staggering. Let's start with roads because, you know, they're the backbone of any country's transport system. India's been on a highway building spree like nothing we've seen before. The government's flagship project, the Bharatmala Pariyojana, aims to construct over 34,000 miles of highways. That's enough to circle the earth more than once. And it's not just about length, it's about quality. Modern expressways with multiple lanes, green corridors, and smart tech are replacing old, congested roads.
It's wild to think about. And you know, these highways are connecting remote villages to big cities, slashing travel times and opening up new economic opportunities. For example, the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway, when it's finished, it'll cut the travel time between those two megacities by almost half. That's a huge deal for business, for families, for everyone.
That's mind-blowing. And it's not just highways. Rural roads are getting a major upgrade too, thanks to the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. Over the past two decades, this program has built or upgraded more than 250,000 miles of rural roads. That's like paving a road from New York to Los Angeles, more than 70 times over.
That's a lot of pavement. And, you know, it's not just about cars and trucks. Better roads mean better access for ambulances, school buses, and delivery services. It's literally saving lives and changing futures. Rural communities that used to be cut off are now connected to hospitals, schools, and markets. It's a game changer for millions of people.
So true. Now, let's shift gears, literally, and talk about airports. India's aviation sector is booming. The country now has more than 150 operational airports, and the government's Udaan scheme is making air travel affordable for millions. Udaan, which stands for Uday Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, or Let the Common Citizen Fly, has been a real game changer. It's subsidizing flights to smaller cities and towns, connecting places that never had air service before.
Yeah, the results are impressive. Dozens of new routes, millions of new passengers, and a real democratization of air travel. It's not just about big cities anymore. There are airports in towns you've probably never heard of, and that's opening up whole new worlds for people who live there.
It's not just about domestic travel either. India is building new international airports and upgrading existing ones. For example, the new Noida International Airport near Delhi is set to be one of the largest in Asia when it opens. And, you know, these airports aren't just big, they're smart, with cutting-edge tech for security, baggage handling, and passenger comfort.
And let's not forget about cargo. Better airports mean faster, more efficient movement of goods, which is a huge boost for trade and industry. It's not just people who are moving faster. It's everything from fresh produce to high-tech gadgets.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk trains. India's railway network is legendary, but it's also in need of a makeover. Enter high-speed rail. The Mumbai-Ahmedabad High-Speed Rail Corridor, India's first bullet train project, is under construction. When it's done, it'll cut travel time between those two cities from 7 hours to just over two. That's a game changer for business, tourism, and daily commuters.
And it's not just about speed. High-speed rail is safer, more energy efficient, and way more comfortable than traditional trains. Plus, it's a symbol of India's ambition to join the ranks of countries with world-class rail systems. The government isn't stopping there either. There are plans for similar corridors in other parts of the country. And if they happen, India could have one of the world's largest high-speed rail networks by 2040.
Exactly. And, you know, traditional railways aren't being left behind. India's investing in electrification, modern signaling, and new trains to make the network faster, cleaner, and more reliable. The goal is to make rail travel not just a necessity, but a pleasure, something people actually look forward to.
Which brings us to metro networks. Cities across India are getting their own metro systems, and the pace is breathtaking. Delhi's metro is already one of the largest in the world, and cities like Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, and Hyderabad are rapidly expanding their networks.
It's not just big cities either. Smaller cities like Lucknow, Kochi, and Jaipur now have metros too. These systems are reducing traffic, cutting pollution, and making urban life a lot more livable. Imagine being able to get across a city in minutes instead of hours stuck in traffic. That's the reality for millions of people now.
And you know, the impact goes beyond convenience. Metro systems are creating jobs, boosting property values, and making cities more attractive to investors. They're also helping to reduce the carbon footprint of urban transport, which is a big deal for India's environmental goals.
So to sum up, roads, airports, high-speed trains, and metros are all part of a massive, coordinated push to rewire India for the 21st century. It's a transformation that's touching every corner of the country and every aspect of life.
Coming up, we'll share some of the most surprising and inspiring details about what this connectivity boom really means for India and for the world. And if you're enjoying this conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Share this episode, leave a comment, or join our community. All the links are in the description.
So Amber, let's switch gears a bit and really dig into some of the ripple effects and, you know, unexpected twists that India's connectivity revolution is kicking off. Because honestly, there's a lot happening under the surface that doesn't always make the headlines.
Yeah, Tyler. And one thing that really stands out is how this infrastructure push is like quietly transforming India's digital economy. I mean, it's not just about roads and rails. Think about how fiber optic cables are being laid alongside new highways. Suddenly, entire towns that barely had cell service are getting high-speed internet. That's a game changer for remote education, telemedicine, and, well, just about every online business out there.
Exactly. And, you know, we sometimes forget how much physical connectivity and digital connectivity go hand in hand. For example, India's new expressways are being built with dedicated ducts for internet cables. That means as soon as a new road opens, so does access to lightning fast broadband. It's like paving the way for a new generation of startups in places that used to be considered off the grid.
And here's something that honestly blew my mind. The way these projects are helping women participate in the workforce. So with safer roads and more reliable public transport, women in smaller towns and suburbs are commuting to jobs they never could have reached before. There's actual data showing a spike in female workforce participation in areas with new metro lines or better bus connectivity. That's like a quiet revolution, one that's changing families and entire communities.
Yeah, and it's not just about jobs. There's this whole social impact angle. Improved connectivity is making it easier for kids to stay in school, especially girls. When schools are just a quick bus or metro ride away, dropout rates plummet. It's one of those things that doesn't get enough attention, but it's shaping India's future in a big way.
Right, and you know, let's talk about the environment for a second. Everyone knows about the pollution challenges in India's big cities, but these new metro systems and electrified railways, they're actually cutting millions of tons of carbon emissions every year. It's like India's quietly becoming a leader in green transit just by scaling up public transport and shifting away from diesel and gas.
And here's a wild stat. Some of the new metro stations and airports are being built to be completely energy self-sufficient. Like solar panels on rooftops, rainwater harvesting, even vertical gardens to keep the air clean. There's a metro station in Kochi that's actually powered entirely by solar energy. That's not just a first for India, it's a global benchmark.
That's so cool. And you know, another angle is how these projects are boosting regional pride and identity. When a small city gets its own airport or metro, it's not just about convenience, it's a point of pride. You see local businesses popping up, tourism getting a boost, and young people feeling like confident, hey, I don't have to move to a big city to have a future. It's like a psychological shift as much as a physical one.
Totally. And you know, there's even a security dimension. Improved roads and railways make it easier for emergency services to reach disaster zones or remote villages. During floods or earthquakes, these new corridors have literally saved lives by speeding up rescue efforts. It's one of those hidden benefits that only becomes obvious in a crisis.
And Tyler, let's not forget about the global picture. India's connectivity boom is drawing in international investment like never before. You've got Japanese, European, and Middle Eastern companies all bidding to build or operate parts of these networks. It's turning India into a hub for infrastructure innovation. And honestly, it's reshaping how the world sees the country.
Yeah, and you know, as all these pieces come together, India's not just connecting its own people, it's plugging itself into global supply chains, tourism circuits, and digital networks. It's like the country is building the backbone for a new era of growth, both at home and on the world stage.
So if you're listening and you've got a favorite story or surprising fact about India's infrastructure boom, drop us a comment or share this episode with your friends. All the links are in the description. We love hearing how these changes are touching real lives.
And honestly, the best insights often come from you, our listeners. So keep the conversation going and let's see where India's mega connectivity makeover takes us next.
And as we wrap up, we'll reflect on why all of this matters for India's future. Wow, Tyler, it's been quite the journey today, literally and figuratively. We've talked about how India is transforming itself with new roads, airports, high-speed trains, and metro networks. And honestly, the pace and scale of change are just remarkable.
Absolutely, Amber. It's one thing to read about these projects in the news, but when you step back and look at the big picture, it's clear that something truly historic is happening. India is not just catching up, it's setting new benchmarks for what's possible in infrastructure and connectivity.
Yeah, and you know, what's really exciting is how this transformation is touching everyday lives. It's not just about big numbers or flashy projects, it's about farmers getting their produce to market faster, students reaching better schools, and families being able to visit each other more easily. It's about opening up opportunities that simply didn't exist before.
That's so true. And you know, the ripple effects are huge. Better connectivity means more jobs, more investment, and a stronger, more united country. It's also helping India's image on the global stage, showing the world that this is a nation that's serious about progress and innovation.
Right, and you know, it's not just about today. These projects are laying the foundation for India's future. The highways, airports, trains, and metros being built now will serve generations to come. They're making India more resilient, more dynamic, and more connected, both internally and with the rest of the world.
So as we wrap up, I just want to say how inspiring it is to see India embracing this vision. There are challenges, sure. Any project this big has its bumps in the road, but the direction is clear. India is on the move, and the world is taking notice.
Absolutely. And you know, if you've enjoyed this episode, we'd love to hear from you. Share it with friends, leave us a comment, or join our community. All the links to connect with us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Patreon, and more are in the description.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Amber and Tyler's dialogue. We'll be back soon with more stories about India's global role and latest developments. Until then, keep moving forward.